A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "What does the Lord your God ask of you? Only this, to fear the Lord our God, to follow all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, to keep the commandments and laws of the Lord that for your good I lay down for you today. To the Lord your God belong indeed heaven and the heaven of heavens, and the earth and all it contains. Yet it was on your fathers that the Lord set his heart for love of them, and after them, of all the nations, chose their descendants, you yourselves up to the present day. Circumcise your heart then, and be obstinate no longer, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, triumphant and terrible, never partial, never to be bribed. It is he who sees justice done for the orphan and the widow, who loves the stranger and gives him food and clothing. Love the stranger then, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. It is the Lord your God you must fear and serve. You must cling to him. In his name take your oaths. He it is you must praise. He is your God. For you he has done these great and terrible things you have seen with your own eyes. And though your fathers numbered only 70 when they went down to Egypt, the Lord your God has made you as many as the stars of heaven." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One day, when they were together in Galilee, Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man is going to be handed over into the power of men. They will put him to death, and on the third day he will be raised to life again." And a great sadness came over them. When they reached Capernaum, the collectors of the half shekel came to Peter and said, "Does your master not pay the half shekel?" "Oh, yes," he replied, and went into the house. But before he could speak, Jesus said, "Simon, what is your opinion? From whom do the kings of the earth take toll or tribute? From their sons or from foreigners?" And when he replied, "From foreigners," Jesus said, "Well then, the sons are exempt. However, so as not to offend these people, go to the lake and cast a hook. Take the first fish that bites, open its mouth, and there you will find a shekel. Take it and give it to them, for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. In our first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, we hear, and there is that question, "What does the Lord your God ask of you? Only this, to fear the Lord our God, to follow all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments and laws of the Lord that for your good I lay down for you today." So there's a sense of an obligation being placed on the people God has chosen for his own. But when we allow ourselves, our hearts in particular, to be touched by God's love, God's enormous love for us, I suggest that we will experience not so much an obligation to love God and to serve God, but a desire within ourselves that will grow within us to want to love God with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. Love, in other words, will flow naturally from ourselves to the extent that we do experience the touch of God's love for each and every one of us. So if we don't have that sense, that deep sense of God really loving us, of his love really touching our hearts, well, let us pray for that grace, that God, that we will have a sense, we'll have an experience of God loving us and touching our hearts, so that we won't feel that sense of obligation to love God and to obey his commands, but we will naturally, we'll have a natural desire to love him, and which will come from our hearts. And growing out of that, stemming out of that, will be that desire to want to serve the Lord, to love others. So let us today pray for that grace, that we will be touched ever more deeply by God's love for us, and allow ourselves to be transformed by that love.